Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Connection. Today, we're going to talk to you about how you can live a healthier lifestyle. I think we all could use that advice. It's great to be with you this morning. As you just heard in the introduction, I'm Ann Baldwin, joined today by Beth Connor from The Connection in lieu of Lisa DeMattis-Lepore. Beth, good morning.
Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Hanging in there. You know, it's a difficult time, I think, for everybody right now. We've had all this crazy weather. We've got COVID. We've got stuff going on in our lives. And I'm just excited about today's topic because I need it. You know, it's one of those things you get it when you need it. Well, today it's coming to all of us, you know, on this edition of The Connection. Beth, what I'd like you to do, I know that you have a great connection with Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield at The Connection. And I'd like to give you the honor of introducing our guest.
So we are really pleased to have Serena Savino back with us. She was a guest a few months back, and Serena is a certified worksite wellness program consultant for Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, and she's also a registered dietitian. So we're going to learn today how to get healthy in the new year, how to change our habits and take better care of ourselves, and I think we all need that these days. At her role, she coordinates customized wellness strategies to increase health awareness and participation in well-being programs offered to Anthem's large group clients. So she has a really important job working for a major carrier of insurance, and we're really excited to have her back and talking about what she's up to now. So welcome, Serena.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Ann. What a pleasure to be back here.
So why don't you start a little bit talking about what exactly your role is as a consultant and how what your role is within the Anthem team here in Connecticut?
Sure. Happy to. So again, Serena Savino. I am a Connecticut-based holistic registered dietitian and certified worksite wellness program consultant for Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield in Connecticut. So as part of the sales organization, I work with several of our large group clients, which includes both commercial and public sector groups, really to build wellness strategies within their organization. And how I do that is I utilize Anthem's internal resources as well as the community's resources. So for example, I have a list of local vendors who offer a variety of different resources to support wellness in the workplace, such as local speakers or on-site nutrition specialists, could be chiropractors, or even local nonprofit organizations like the American Heart Association. They have a lot of worksite wellness programs for a lot of local companies.
In these times, Serena, what are people doing? What are people doing to get well, to stay well? Seems like, obviously, COVID is top of mind with everyone. What are some of the things that people can do to implement some wellness practices at their places of work?
Yeah, so there's two areas that are really coming up right now, and they're really around behavioral health and really access to virtual resources. So here at Anthem, we offer a couple different programs. So these two areas are converging. So we offer an app called MyStrength. So MyStrength is a digital resource that really complements other forms of care, such as working with a behavioral health professional. So you want to think of MyStrength as a private 24/7 health club for your mind. So it has programs and tools and resources that can help members of their household with addiction, anxiety, chronic pain, depression, problems with sleep, even stress. So these resources come in a multimedia types of resources. They come in training modules. They have a daily mood tracker. There's step-by-step e-learning programs. They have inspirational videos. They have articles. They have quotes. They give you mindfulness meditations to help dealing with stress. I personally use that as an Anthem member, having that as an insurance, and I love it. It's a great tool. The other tool we have is Live Health Online, which offers our members a way to meet with a doctor online, which includes behavioral health practitioners. So really, this program really helps with cost of care, improving access, and convenience. So whether you have a cold or you're feeling anxious, or you need some help with medication for mental health issues, you can have a video visit with a board-certified doctor, a psychiatrist, or a licensed therapist from your smartphone, tablet, or computer from the privacy of your own home or anywhere you're located. You know, behavioral health is a really big topic right now. So any of those types of resources dealing with stress during COVID is something that we as Anthem as a company want to provide, as well as, you know, people in my role across the organization are really trying to help and get out to our groups.
Serena, one of the things that's obviously changed dramatically during COVID is that a lot of people are working from home now. So I know when I have to work from home and don't come into the office, I get that feeling of isolation. You're alone. You don't have a coworker to chat with or to have lunch with. And how has that or has that changed the way that you advise people and changed your practice?
Yeah, I mean, it's so important to try to stay connected even while social distancing. And I, you know, it's a huge issue right now. People are going nuts in their home, working from home. I work from home full time now. It's been quite a challenge. But what I'm seeing is a lot of my groups are really looking for those virtual resources. So really taking that wellness program virtually. And giving options for virtual fitness classes and on-demand fitness classes. Nutrition programs, weight loss programs, trying to get them engaged into these programs. You know, anything around mindfulness and meditation and bringing that to them virtually so they have access to that. Trying to carve out time in your day, you know, to go for a walk or jump on these classes. So, you know, it's amazing to me how everything just went virtually so quickly. But it's really kind of taking the time to participate in these things. You know, now that we're working from home, we could work from home all day long. You know, we're not leaving an office, we're staying home. So it's important to take those breaks, you know, to take care of your health and engage in activity, go for a walk outside if you can, try to stay connected, you know, through social media or through Zoom or engage in some of these classes. So.
Yeah, we've definitely said that the lines are blurred during the workday, and some days you don't know when you start and when you end. And I think many of us are working more and harder because we're working at home, and we don't have that structure of coming to work and leaving work at a certain time. And like you said, having lunch with our coworkers and, you know, sort of moving through the day as we have in the past. So it is really important to take care of ourselves because we are faced with different pressures right now. What can you tell us about some of these offerings, and who are they open to, Serena?
So any of the groups that I work with in Connecticut, I mean, there are a variety of different resources that you can research. So any organization who is looking to enhance their wellness program with virtual resources, I mean, it's kind of open to everybody. But I have a list of resources that I have externally outside of Anthem that I introduce to my clients. So, I mean, when I say everything is going virtually, I mean, there's so many things you can even just find on YouTube for videos and for workout videos and certain types of programs like that. So it is very readily available.
Beth, you brought up a good point in that there seems to be those blurred lines. And, you know, even before COVID, you know, with our smartphones, with our cell phones, with our computers, you know, we're always on, we're always accessible. How can we shut that down? How can we turn that off? And, you know, even as employers, I'm sure that you're recommending to some of the employer groups that you work with, Serena, for them to also have an understanding that their employees need to take those breaks. It's important.
Very important. Very important. I mean, I'll speak for myself. I mean, being on the computer all day long, it really has an effect on me. I have to pull away from the technology so I can recharge myself, because you're just constantly on the go, 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 and emails and phone calls and presentations. And so it's really important to take that break in the day. And it's hard for most people.
Right.
It really is. People are workhorses.
And, you know, Serena, one of the things that as I was reading through the information that you sent over, is really this has to start in the morning. You know, my mother always told me the first thing you do in the morning, make your bed, because you've accomplished something.
Yeah.
So make your bed. But you also have some great wellness tips that I think our listeners would really be interested in about how your morning can really set the stage for the rest of your day.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really big into morning rituals, or morning routines, and even evening routines. But, you know, starting the day right, just like you said, you know, making your bed, you accomplish something. You know, taking some time in the morning to just sit quietly, meditate, pray. I'm really big into doing some yoga in the morning, some light stretching to really get the body grounded in the morning. Before you even start your day, and really setting the intention for the day of what you, how you want it to go, I think is very important. Drinking a glass of water in the morning before you have your coffee, making sure you rehydrate, eating, you know, a healthy breakfast that's protein, has a good amount of protein in it, and not just so many carbs, will also help get the day started as well. So it's really about your mindset and getting your body prepared and your mind prepared for your busy day.
And talk about the importance of sleep. I know that it's become probably more important now than ever to be rejuvenated by a good night's sleep. Can you talk about the benefits of sleep on the body and how we have to pay attention to get our, you know, 6 to 8 hours or whatever it might be?
Yeah, so sleep, this is where the healing happens throughout the night. So, you know, with sleep, a lot of us are not getting enough sleep, or we're not getting good quality sleep for various reasons. Stress, I mean, it could be, you know, mostly stress is probably one of the biggest things. But trying to go to bed at a decent hour, everyone functions on different types of amount of hours that they sleep. Some are functioning well on 6, some function well on 7. And it's getting, you know, getting too much sleep is not good, and getting too little sleep is not good. So, you know, just to always keep in mind, I always hone in, this is the time where the body heals. So your body needs proper sleep in order for your body to function well, for you to be alert, to be ready for your day. And if you're having trouble sleeping, I always recommend doing a somewhat of a nighttime ritual before bed. A lot of people are on the computer, they're on the phone, they're on social media, they're affected by that blue light. Try to take some time, at least an hour or two, to power down. You know, sometimes people take their phones and put them in the other room, or they silence them. I try to silence my phone at night so I'm not hearing anything or trying to not have access to social media, or I'm getting affected by, you know, the news, or going to bed with that negativity or that stuff. So having a cup of tea, doing some reading, doing a gratitude exercise before bed, a little meditation, doing some light stretching, whatever self-care routine, there's a bunch of different things you can do to help get the body ready for sleep.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Serena Savino, and she's a Connecticut-based registered dietitian, really with an incredible background. You graduated from Sacred Heart University with a bachelor's degree in business management. You've got a second bachelor's degree in nutrition and dietetics from University of New Haven. You did your dietetic residency at Yale New Haven Hospital, and you've also trained at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition in New York City, and you've got lots of certifications as a holistic health practitioner. This all comes from a knowledge base, Serena, that is very valued. Do you have a website or a place that you would recommend people to go if they're interested in any of the topics that we brought up so far?
So we at Anthem, we have a different variety of resources on our portal on all different health topics. We always have our members go there. And I guess it depends on what topic you're looking into. You know, Anthem really tries to put out as much content as you can around various different health conditions. And we actually have a, for our employer groups, and we have a website called Time Well Spent. Time Well Spent is an employer portal which houses a plethora of health and wellness information to really help the employer with their communication strategy within their workplace. So it has PDF types of articles. It has wellness calendars on various types of topics like heart disease, sleep, cholesterol, nutrition, fitness, cancer, emotional health. So I steer a lot of my groups to this site to download whatever they need to share with their population.
That's great. And I know, Serena, too, one of the things that Ann neglected to mention is that you studied at the Culinary Institute of Florence in Italy, learning the art of Italian cuisine and wine. So not only are you a registered dietitian, but you've done it the right way. You went to the right place.
I want that job. I want to spend a year in Italy. So, and I know that nutrition is a big piece of what you talk about too. So it's always fun. And I know we did this last time when you were on the program, Serena, is, you know, to talk about some healthy recipes and talk about a lot of people are at home, you know, putting on those COVID pounds. So how can you cut back on that too? And what are some healthy options if you do take that break? You know, one of the things that I love to do is to cook and to bake. For me, that's relaxing. That's therapeutic. That's a downtime where I can really process what's been going on. So talk a little bit about how important that is.
Yeah, it's important. And I'll first say, like, I love to cook, and not everyone loves to cook. I love to eat at the same time. Some people find cooking is kind of burdensome for them. But I can't express enough that, you know, cooking from home and not really buying food out is a lot healthier. You know what you're putting into your meals, you know where you're getting your food from. You're not, you know, have any hidden fats or hidden salts that could go into food when you're eating out all the time. You know, I'm really big into beefing up certain meals. I have a recipe that I shared with Alessandra when she asked me to do this show, finding ways to really kind of add more nutrition and more nutrients to your meals. Whether it be oatmeal or yogurt or your smoothie, I'm really big into superfoods such as, you know, spirulina or chlorella or chia seeds and hemp nuts and nut butters, and tend to add those to other foods to help beef up some of those nutrients, especially during this time when we're in COVID and all you hear about is trying to beef up your immune system from getting sick. Mm-hmm. I'd like to share this recipe if that's okay with you.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Please.
Love to hear it.
All Yay. Right. We just want to give you a little alert. Get ready for a great recipe. All right, let's go.
All right. It's a little unusual. However, it's a very flexible recipe. You can add whatever you like or whatever your taste buds like. And this came about from being homebound and thinking about different types of meals or really kind of breakfast options since I cut out eggs out of my diet because I have a sensitivity to them. So I love yogurt, but I don't eat dairy because I have a sensitivity as well. So I started experimenting with plant-based yogurt. I found one that's a coconut-based yogurt that I really love. And like I said earlier, I like to add in different types of superfoods into some of these meals. So superfoods are foods that are very high in nutritional density and then low in calories. So they have very high volumes of minerals, vitamins, antioxidants. So think about some of these foods. So these could be berries. These could be any type of powdered greens, like I mentioned before, like a spirulina or a chlorella. You can add like a hemp protein powder. Hemp protein is another superfood. Nuts, berries. These are things you can think about adding to certain things. So with this particular recipe, I decided to add, I beefed it up a lot. So I add a teaspoon of my green powders, which are a combination of chlorella and spirulina. These are little forms of green algae that are really gained popularity in the supplement world, and they're nutrient powerhouses. They have powerful antioxidant, anti-inflammatory properties. They have protein, really good for vegetarians or vegans who are looking for additional protein source, high in minerals like iron, magnesium. They're high in vitamin C. So I do a teaspoon of that. I do a teaspoon of powdered mushrooms. And if you've been hearing out, there's a lot of different types of supplements out there around powdered mushrooms, things like reishi or cordyceps. So these are considered medicinal mushrooms, and they have very high immune-boosting properties, very high in antioxidants. So I started experimenting with that, threw a teaspoon of that in there. I throw a protein powder in there. I usually use hemp protein. I also add granola, and I like to use a grain-free granola. And then I top it with wild blueberries. And then maybe some hemp nuts or nuts. So I've taken a very simple food and really beefed it up with certain things that may sound a little unusual, but it actually is a really fantastic breakfast.
Those are some pretty exotic ingredients, not something you probably can find at your local grocery store. So where do you go to get your contents and your ingredients for your recipes?
So any health food store will have these types of ingredients. Whole Foods will definitely have them. I do shop online. There's certain types of companies I would buy for that I know where they get their source, their resources from. One company I really love is called Your Superfoods. They have a great selection of different types of green powder supplements and protein powders, hemp protein powders. So, but they are readily available. Frozen wild blueberries you can find in any grocery store. You know, granolas and healthy granolas you can find also in any health grocery stores as well as the plant-based yogurt.
This is great. I'm thinking that I need to change my diet, Serena. I think I'm going to start with the yogurt tomorrow, and include some fruit and skip the cookies. You're really making me feel like I want to do something healthy. I'm sure this gives you energy and starts your day off right too. I noticed if I eat the wrong foods, I feel it and I get sluggish or I get tired. And when I eat protein and things that are good for me, I have the energy to fuel my body and do what I need to do during the day. And I'm certain that's the reason for these recipes.
Well, and that's, you know, I mean, I kind of lost my appetite with the mushroom powder, but I don't know. I guess maybe once you add in all this other stuff, you know, you can probably, you don't taste that.
You really don't taste it at all.
Right.
You really don't.
And you talk about you have some other fun recipes like a paleo chocolate, hemp banana bread and all these other things. You know, those things sound a little bit more up my alley.
Yeah, those the paleo banana chocolate bread is one of my favorite recipes, and it's gluten free, sugar free. The base of it is just bananas, almond butter, some eggs, you know, some spices like cinnamon and nutmeg, a little bit of organic coconut oil. It's a fabulous. I mean, I share this with a lot of people that I know, and they absolutely love it. It's like a good nutritious treat. I sometimes have it after a workout. I pretty much make it every week. I throw some great chocolate chips in there or dark chocolate chips just to give it a little bit of chocolate because I love bananas and chocolate together. But it's one of the easiest recipes to make, especially it being low sugar. And really, the sugar really comes from the bananas. So the riper the banana, the better.
Well, this has been
delicious.
It does sound delicious. And this has been some, you know, great and, you know, things to think about. There are so many resources out there. And especially as, you know, a Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield customer, these are things that are available to you. And why not access them and take advantage of them? It sounds like there's something there for everybody. So, Serena, if we could kind of leave our listeners with some words of inspiration and kind of recap this great conversation. It is Sunday morning, so let's all try to listen to what Serena has to say and start our day doing this.
So I would say, get up, make your bed, be grateful for the day, give thanks that another day is here. Give yourself three things that you're grateful for. Have a glass of water, drink some warm water with lemon, have your cup of coffee, sit down with your loved ones, spend some time with them, you know, eat a healthy breakfast, exercise, meditate if you can. And just be as present as you can in the moment throughout the day. This is a tough time, and trying to incorporate these self-care activities to keep yourself healthy, eating a healthy diet, managing your stress levels, spending time with the ones that you can that are in your household, and really trying to stay connected as much as you can, whether it be through your FaceTime with someone or Zoom. You know, connection is really going to help us get through this. And really remembering that things will always get better. Just hang in there, and that's
really great.
All I have.
That's great advice. Well, Serena Savino, again, who is the Worksite Wellness Program Consultant for Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, thank you so much. It was a great conversation. Beth, I know I'm looking at things a little bit differently as I have my bag of Lay's potato chips in front of me.
Uh-oh. Get rid of those chips, Ann.
I will.
I close my ears.
Okay. Well, this has been a very inspiring conversation. Again, Serena, thank you. Thank you, Beth, for joining us as well. And we couldn't do it without you, all of our listeners, for tuning in to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.